And now, in full support of every move made by every manager Monday, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us here on a busy, cool, brisk fall Tuesday. I hope you're enjoying it. I think it feels great. I said to my wife, I'm going to go sit out on the porch. It might be our last warm night. Of course, the weather people continue to say it's going to be 85 on Friday. I continue to feel their models will change after they add in 44 today to the temperature, but we'll see. But it was great last night. Rain came rolling in. Awesome. We'll see what we get for weather here moving forward. It's supposed to warm right back up. So just enjoy a nice, crisp fall day.
One of those weird days you get about three or four times a year where no matter what the temperature is at the moment, it's the high from that point on.
Yeah.
The high was midnight, and it is dropping every moment.
Yeah, it's drop. And hopefully we'll see some warm weather again. Supposedly it's going to warm back up, so we will see. But, yes, baseball playoffs. Of course, you hear it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Game 4 of the Diamondbacks and Dodgers. NLDS, game number 4 tonight, 8 o'clock. Catch it here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. No?
Nope, that series ended. So there has been a schedule change.
So maybe we should put that on there.
Yep.
Of course, then again, maybe I shouldn't necessarily just be...
If I look at this, there's in big bold letters, if necessary.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be Will Ferrell and just reading what the teleprompter says as well.
Yeah, 4:30.
So sorry, San Diego, for what I just told you. Go! That's right. Nope, we're not going to have that. But we will over at 4:30 on ESPN Kansas City bring you Nats at Cubs. We did just discuss what we're going to talk to Jason Stark about. So you'd think I might remember that series closed out.
By the way, as I have the new schedule up, it looks like we'll have the conclusion of Cubs and Nats on 8:10, and then a little bit of sports tonight with Cody Tapp.
Okay. I'll take it. Spicy hot takes with Cody Tapp.
Remember when the Diamondbacks just owned the Dodgers second part of the season?
I do.
That kind of went away.
I do. It ended. Yeah, it's over.
Turns out you have to do more than just hit home runs to win. The Diamondbacks had 10 RBIs.
Well, do
in
you?
That
because
series.
That series went the way a playoff series is supposed to go. But it's been bombs away in other series.
But the Dodgers scored a number of runs, particularly on Saturday night's game. They scored all their runs, I think, without benefit of the home run.
That's what I said. That series has been that way.
The D-backs drove in 10 runs in the series, and they were all due to the home run. And last night, they only hit one, and they lost.
Yeah, I maybe as a franchise, they should worry more about their opponent than keeping their opponent out of the swimming pool in their outfield. Like, that seemed to be the bigger okay, listen, we know we're hosed. We're not winning the series. But you're not getting in our pool. And that is priority number one. Nobody.
Not in our pool, buddy.
Is getting in our pool. There will be no Baby Ruth in our pool. Because that's a Caddyshack reference, Rob. I don't know if there's a movie called Caddyshack. Deals with a golf club. Found it.
No problem.
Yeah. So.
Kids, ask your parents or just go to YouTube.
Yeah, better go to YouTube. Good movie. Stands the test of time pretty well, too. Amazingly, the Caddyshack.
37 years later, still good.
Still good. I think what we've got storylines out of the baseball playoffs, and we'll talk a little baseball with you. I also want to get into Mitch Trubisky making his debut. Lukewarm at best. Although I did hear that the pundits trying to, like, I thought the post-game analysis on SportsCenter was a little bit like, oh, no, this guy's good, and we're going to hype it up because, you know, that's what we do. We got to overhype the young guys. Like, nah, I thought it was lukewarm at best, but we'll get into that here in a minute. But
that's
starting
a
with
bad
the baseball.
Team.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Their personnel's bad. I mean,
yeah, I
agree. they've got issues. So good luck with that, Trubisky. Let me know how that works out for you. They got Jordan Howard, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not a good football team. But listen, I think the biggest thing yesterday was what we saw out of the starting pitchers and where baseball is going. And, you know, the Astros and the Red Sox, I get Chris Sale coming into the game, and Chris Sale enters the game in the fourth inning and, you know, really kept the Boston Red Sox alive. And then, oh, well, you got to start. Well, I'll put my starter in too, Justin Verlander. Their game five starter for the Astros gets called into the game.
I'll put my Cy Young Award winner out there.
Now, am I wrong, or are we taking it a step too far? It works, so I guess he's okay, but he gave up a shot.
Yeah, first batter gives up the lead. I mean, that was some Yordano Ventura wild card game. I mean, Verlander's better than Ventura was in, but.
But that's what it looked like.
Work. Yeah,
that's what it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
If they don't win that baseball game, they burnt their game five starter. I mean, I think you're firing AJ Hinch in Houston, aren't you?
Yeah, not only burning him, but it'd be one thing if he pitched effectively and they still lost. You think, well, you burned Verlander and you're still having the game five and now you can't pitch. But he came in and gave up the run that put him ahead. So firing, I don't know how you. Maybe not that to that, but man, the heat is on him for big time, especially if they would go on to lose game five. I mean, a lot of times the decisions are viewed through the prism of what ended up happening at the end.
Right.
I mean, this game, he's off the hook because they won. So even if they lost and somehow managed to win game five, I think he'd still be off the hook. Now, if they would lost that game and then lost game five, it's on him big time. But
did he forget what the series was? Because you're up 2-1 and the Red Sox bring in their game five star, presumably. You should celebrate.
Yes.
They just burned him.
Let's try to find a way to knock this door down and win.
If we win today, great. But game five, their guy's gone. We're at home.
Yep.
You shouldn't double down and be like, well, now I have to win today. You should celebrate that you have an edge in five now while still trying to win.
To me, it's like they've said, okay, listen, you can do whatever you want because it's the postseason. Well, no. No, I mean, John Farrell made the right move for his club.
Yeah, he's on the doorstep of elimination. There is no tomorrow if you don't win this game.
I mean, you got to find someplace else to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, Verlander's not even in town. He's back in Houston watching on TV because we don't want to even mess around with him being. Look, if the plane goes down, least Verlander goes out there by himself.
Against the minor league team we have to call up.
Yeah, exactly.
Or with the minor league team.
I mean, you know, I don't get it. And then the flip side is, and I'm going to stick up for Dusty Baker in the Nationals and Cubs series. Dusty Baker's being criticized for going and getting Max Scherzer, who has been hurt, who they had to delay, who can't be 100%. He goes 98 pitches, one run over 6 1/3. And Solis has been pretty good. And yet he's an idiot. He's an idiot based on past conclusions and past decisions and past results. Like, you can make the wrong decision and get away with the right result. And there's a little bit of what of that going on with Dusty Baker. But I thought just amazing last night, some of the pitching moves. And it's been great theater. Now, the games take too long. And I've noticed, like, ESPN doesn't even, like, give you the time of game anymore in their box score. Why is that?
I don't know.
It's like just a few, like, well, listen, we don't want to add to it. I enjoy it. I'm going to watch. But, you know, there's a reason why people go over to Monday Night Football, even though it's a dog of a game. Vikings, Bears. Like, the NFC North is a miserable division. If the Bears aren't good, that's a miserable division. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not getting it. But nonetheless, the Nationals, the Cubs, are the Cubs just a charmed team?
I wouldn't say charmed. When you can pitch the way they can, you can.
But they didn't pitch. They didn't, regular season wise, didn't add up.
No.
Are they a team that's been so good that they are able to just do enough to get there, knowing we'll flip the switch in the postseason? That's what it feels like
Could be in this series.
Could now,
be.
Two wins by the Nationals, it'll be like, nope, they're a flawed team. Weren't as good as they were last year. Like you said, the results will dictate what history says about them. But to me, I look at the Cubs and say, they just kind of feel like a team that's like, okay, time to go. Here we go. See ya. Goodbye. Because the Nationals were the better team by far all year. And they look like they're going to just walk away from it. Dusty Baker pulled Max Scherzer from the game, and Dusty's been around and been controversial about how he uses his starting pitching with the San Francisco Giants, with the Chicago Cubs, with the Nationals. You know, usually he stays too long with the starter. Baker talked about the decision to pull Scherzer.
We thought Max had had enough, especially coming off the injury. And, you know, Schwarber's a dangerous man. I probably couldn't have lived with myself if Schwarber, you know, had hit one out of the park on you, which is dangerous to do that.
But you're okay living with yourself with Almora getting one off you? I mean, but I think he made the right move. What do you think? Did you stay with Scherzer?
I think I would stay with Scherzer, but I don't think that's the wrong move. If that makes sense. I think the more egregious mistake he made was later in the game.
I think staying with Scherzer is just managing for the post-game press conference. He's my ace. Going to stick with him. You know, Grady Little got fired in Boston, and rightfully so, because he stayed with Pedro Martinez way too long. I mean, I think that's the move you got to make.
Yeah, at 98, yeah, I think it's...
And maybe I don't fear Schwarber like I should because he's had a bad season, and maybe Baker's right, that guy can pull one over the wall. But I think a Schwarber having a bad year versus Max Scherzer, advantage Scherzer, and 98 pitches, I would give him at least one more guy. Now, maybe then in the post-game press conference, I'm an idiot because everyone's like, well, you had a lefty warming, and you didn't bring him in.
In that voice.
Yeah. That's how every person who questions someone sounds.
Of course, that's absolutely how it sounds. I think it's of note to point out that Max Scherzer had not gone seven full innings since September 19th. After that, he had gone 6 3⅓ and has been bad. And listen, has only gone seven innings once since August. So, I'll defend that. And Kyle Schwarber, I wonder what his, I'm going to look at his batter pitcher. I guess he's never faced him. Does that sound right? Splits on the year for Schwarber.
That's possible.
Versus right-handers this year, 221, 317, 497. For an 814 OPS versus 647. I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and again, it's so many decisions are based on what happens after. Last night, the late game last night, Dave Roberts lets Yu Darvish hit with a runner at third and one out. He makes an out. And then one batter, one out into the next inning after he almost hits a batter, then hits the guy, he's out. But the Dodger bullpen came in and was brilliant.
Done.
They win 3-1, and there's no thought about what happened with Yu Darvish because they won.
Zach Greinke had a chance to go out and be the hero for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He doesn't get it done. What is Zach Greinke's legacy as a pitcher these days?
I still think he... People think of him as a guy with a lot of talent who hasn't completely put it together when he's needed to.
He's 3-4 with a 403 in the postseason. For his career, regular season, he is 172-107 with a 340. I mean, I was rooting for him. I want to see Zach Greinke do well, but he didn't have it. I mean, not the way you want him. Want an ace to be? You go out and sign that guy. You want him to go be nails.
Yeah, so. And he was in a rough spot. Darvish, boy, for six innings was just brilliant.
Yeah,
as in command, almost as in command as a pitcher can be.
A couple other baseball notes for you. Then we'll take a break and we'll talk some football with you. The Red Sox being out now to me means we're on Eric Hosmer watch. That's the spot that makes the most sense to me. They have a need at first base. His swing, smacking balls off the Green Monster, fits. He can lift balls over the Green Monster. But I think he fits what they need. The park fits what he does. And so I think we're now officially on Eric Hosmer watch because I think that's the team that's going to be you start hearing rumors about now that they're done and they're going to start talking about the Red Sox looking to the future. I think Hosmer to the Red Sox is where that game ends.
I think we're also on John Farrell watch. Wouldn't be shocked to see his tenure end.
He has to go. They've had enough of that sideshow. Yeah. And Dombrowski didn't hire him. So
yeah, I don't think that's all part of it.
I think he's out.
Hosmer's a 40-double guy every year in Boston.
That's, yeah.
And that could be conservative. But he's, as many balls as he puts in that's a 40-double guy with, I mean, his power is generally either to opposite field or straight down the line. Now, that's a big if because it goes from 302 to 380. So it depends on where that is. But he could hit some balls around that left field foul pole, too. So great fit in Boston.
And then one other baseball thing I'd say is, you know, can we stop with the short rest? Is anybody short? I'll ask Stark. We'll see if he's got any numbers. But Trevor Bauer, no. I mean, it wasn't there. I mean, the Indians just absolutely gave that game away. And then, oh, by the way, chased it by burning a ton of bullpen when they blew him out. Now, Corey Kluber's sitting there on the shelf, and they got an off day before they got to go again. So I expect them to win. I expect Corey Kluber to get it done. But, I mean, come on.
Because he can't be as bad as he was with the last start. As great as he was down the stretch, I mean, what he did in game two was just
well, don't you feel like he had to overextend himself to do what he did in game two?
Yeah.
So all the less, more reason to not start the guy in short rest. So, yeah. Hey, the baseball playoffs have been fun. It was an absolute smorgasbord yesterday. Just one game today. It's Cubs and Nationals. Nationals trying to fight off elimination. Jake Arrieta goes for the Cubs. Like I said all along, 4:30 over on ESPN Kansas City. You can hear that one, and then we'll finish it up over here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Arrieta, a heavy favorite in that game. I would bet Tanner Roark, or I wouldn't play the game, because Arrieta has barely pitched, and he hadn't been that great. So to me, I think great spot for the Nationals to steal it. Although, take that with a grain of salt, I do have Nationals-Astros in the World Series for my preseason predictions, so maybe I'm just rooting for my pick.
That's what I'm doing. I got Cubs-Astros. Go, Cubs, go!
Damn, I don't like being down to you. 2-1 in the ones. Well, it's par for the course with the program picks. Of course, a disaster going on for me. All right, we'll take a break. 913-3810-810, Royals, Chiefs, Sporting, KU, K-State, Missouri, always a topic here in the program. We come back, we'll talk about Mitch Trubisky's debut, what it means for Patrick Mahomes. Also talk about what's going to make Patrick Mahomes' draft pick a success. 913-3810-810, you're in the program.